there's an anointing and an impartation going to be made to you tonight that I might not make it again. There's some vital, after about an hour and 25 minute in prayer, praying in tongue, God gave me some vital information for tonight to keep you ahead of the pack. Okay? So I'm going to take my time. I'm going to unfold something apostolic to you and about your priesthood as a believer. So just bear witness with me a few moments. These three seals I'm going to give you, these three apostolic seals, we'll pray over them and we'll get to moving. Number one, the kingdom advantages that always belong to you will begin to be released in abundance today. The king, pray about it. You know what to do. Pray about it. Thank you, Lord. Kingdom advantages. Kingdom advantages. In Jesus' name. The gate to the green pastures is being opened by revelation, never to be shut again from you, because you now begin to understand the mysteries of entering into the green pasture that is already prepared for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pasikledasa. In Jesus' name. Now, this third apostolic seal, listen very carefully. Think about it. You will never be locked out of no good thing, for you are the co-owner with Jesus of every good thing, and keys are in your spiritual hand. Pray about that a minute. Keys are in your spiritual hand. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, we are prayed and given thanks. You may be seated. We'll get started in the Word. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16, our golden text. Now, this subject that we're about to deal with is apostolic. It brings on a divine change. You got that? Divine change. Write that down. A divine change is upon my life. Write that down. A divine, oh my goodness. a divine change is upon my life tonight. You're going to come to a supernatural point of view that will be an opening for you in every situation. Good God Almighty. A divine change. That's why I would like the whole house to be here. It's a divine change. I'm about to speak something out of my mouth, not only to this church, but to the nation and to churches all over the world. If they listen, it will be an opening, and divine changes will start happening rapidly in your life. Divine changes, supernatural changes. Yeah. Now, if you're writing for a subject matter, because you had to hold on to this, because we're writing a book on this now, but this is apostolic and priesthood keys, comings to the body of Christ. Apostolic and priesthood keys. Now, apostolic, one word go with that word is change, divine change. Priesthood keys. Priesthood is talking about blood. Now, one sentence statement, it might be a little longer than one sentence, but a statement that the Lord gave me for the cover this whole spectrum of this message, so you can have it in your archives to go back over. What it really means here, what I'm about to preach, from heaven to earth through blood, producing divine rights to use keys of revelation to receive all the promises of God. I'll give it to you again. That's what I'm about to preach about when I talk about apostolic and priesthood keys. From heaven to earth, through blood, producing divine rights to use keys of revelation to receive all the promises of God. Now in Matthew 16, you know, we looked at it. I want to look at it again. Jesus asked a question in Matthew 16:15. He said, "Now, but whom ye say that I am?" You got to know who he is. Other people might not know who he is, but you have the divine privilege by revelation to really know who he is. Some may be guessing, some religious folks, some folks who are going through rituals may be guessing, but those of us who knows how to receive revelation can answer the question. So just like, oh my goodness, just like Peter was able by revelation to tell Christ who he was, by revelation, everything you need from this night forward, you will know the answer. Oh, come on now. Come on, if you believe in God. By revelation from this night forward, everything you need because of the apostolic keys and the priesthood keys, you're going to know the answer how to get where you're going. Amen. Amen. Now, he said, verse 15, unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" See, the other folks guessing. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus instantly knew that that wasn't a man answer. That wasn't an intellectual answer. That wasn't a smart answer. He knew that answer didn't come from Peter. I repeat, when you need to deal with something, your answer must not come from you. No, you have a source that can give you the right answer every time and back it up. Wave your hand if you believe that. See, you got to understand that. We who live by revelation rules and reign in every situation. Must I say that again? We who live by revelation rule and reign in every situation. You're going to need that in the days to come. You're going to need that. You reread that, and the Spirit will speak to you fresh, a fresh word. See, revelation birthed revelation. Once you hear revelation, you become pregnant with revelation. So he says, so Jesus answered him in verse 17. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon, but Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So he said, Peter, you got a revelation there. All right. Then he says, now I want you to notice the church. Well, notice the rock, the church, notice the gates of hell. And then in verse 19, we go to another dimension. Now, I'm going to throw you now on purpose. In verse 19, we go to a dimension greater than the church and greater than hell. See, the kingdom is not in the church. The church is in the kingdom. If you notice, he didn't give you church keys. He gave you kingdom keys. Keys that originated in heaven. So notice, because the Holy Spirit called my attention and said, no, you're not messing with church keys. They're for the church, but they're at a higher level. So he says, we've got to read two more scriptures before I can give you the rest of the points. He says, and I say unto thee who? Thee, Peter? Thee who have revelation. That thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. We know we say this church belongs to him. My church, I got all my churches, that are all the churches that are under me. I'll say my church now. All the churches that I'm over, they all know now it's Jesus' church. Philip was talking about he's about to start a building program. He's adding on. He's in the park, and he's finna build a large auditorium. And him and I were talking. I said, wait now, we're about to build who church? He said, Jesus church. Because he listened to me so much. I said, now you got it. Now you have all the resources you need. Amen. Yeah, he said, I'll build my church. People have problems building churches because they start building their churches. That's why this church paid for. Yeah, I don't have no church. You know, I just come do what he tell me to do. Amen. All right, now, so he says, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Notice that. Verse 19. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. All right, you see that? All right, notice Luke chapter 11 for a moment. Luke chapter 11. Now, you never heard a sermon in your life about apostolic and priesthood keys. If you did, stand up. I could have said this all over the world. I could say it all over the internet. I could say it to preachers all over the world because it came from heaven. And it's something God building in generational people now that they must know that it's going to get worse, but you're going to get more stronger. You'll be able to stand it. You'll be standing when everybody else falling. Don't fool yourself. This is not a void and vain trip. I feel the Holy Ghost. Notice that in Luke 11. Luke 11 gives us an insight on these keys. Because these are keys of revelation. These are not church keys. But because the church is a part of the kingdom, the church can use the keys. But I'm trying to show you the higher potentials of the keys. They're keys of the kingdom of heaven, where Jesus came from. Oh, I'm ahead of myself, but I'm going to drop this one on you. Jesus gave us the same keys he used when he was on earth. He was turning the keys over to us that we by revelation can live on earth just like he lived, in power, in glory, with heaven backing you up, causing supernatural things to happen because you open your mouth. Oh my goodness, I heard something. Your mouth is a supernatural key. What I said? What? You heard that? Be careful what you lock. Be careful what you unlock. In other words, be careful what you say. By revelation, my voice is a supernatural voice. Words I speak is not like a normal man speak. Words I speak is not like a normal woman speak. I'm speaking with a voice of power. So, is it right to say we can activate these keys with our mouth? Wow. Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have. You have the ability, according to Romans 4:17, to call things that be not as though they were. You watch this because this would have believers locked up, and they don't understand why they can't get over this, why they can't get out of this. In Luke 11:52, woe unto you lawyers, or you scribes, or you smart persons, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You have substituted something else for revelation knowledge. You think Shakespeare, somebody, said the right word. But Shakespeare is not in the Bible. You think some of these self-help books, positive thinking, gonna get you over. But they're not in the Bible. The Bible didn't say help yourself. The Bible said die. Deny yourself. I know you need to study the stand your ground, to keep them from victimizing you, you know, but that's not the answer. Okay. Woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the what? Underline that. The key of what? Underline that. So therefore, when the key of knowledge is not there, you enter not in yourselves. And them that was entering, you hindered. Now that's Hosea 4:6 all day long. All right. Let's read another scripture before I go further. I will study today. Hebrews 3:1. Hebrews 3:1. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Hallelujah. Know what we say now. Consider who? And of our profession. Christ Jesus. See, we're talking about apostolic and priesthood keys coming to the body of Christ. Now, one more scripture we have to read, and then I'll begin to give you some principles to work under this apostolic and priesthood key. But God, one is in my mouth. God's word, which is in my heart and come out of my mouth, is a key from heaven. And I'm saying I'm blessed. Let me use my broken English. It ain't over until I'm finally blessed. I don't care what you're going through. You're going through. Challenge come to us all. All right, Hebrews 3:1. All right, Hebrews 3:1. Hebrews 3:1. No, 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Royal priesthood. Royal priesthood. Say royal priesthood. All right, now, let's just start taking note. Jesus gave us the same keys he used in his ministry. That's a mouthful right there. All the miracles, signs, and wonders that Jesus performed were unlocked by the authority of these very keys. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Keep listening. Keep listening. Keep listening. Now, when you look at Luke 11, 52, go back there again. Because I want to give you a point here to help you on this journey. Remember, these are not physical keys. You listening? But spiritual keys that causes heaven to invade earth. No, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. Remember that these are not physical keys, but spiritual keys that causes heaven to invade earth. Well, let me see if I can get to you a little clearer. I don't believe you got that. Keys that will cause heaven to invade your situation. All right, let me say it to you another way. Keys that will cause heaven to unlock your next level. They're getting better to them now. They're getting it. They're getting it. Keys that will cause miracles to happen just for you. So from this night forward, when you need a miracle, speak it. And the miracle should manifest. Romans 14:17. These are not church keys. They are kingdom keys. What kind of key? Kingdom keys. So the kingdom of God is not physical. It's not meat and drink. So these are keys of righteousness. Keys of peace. and keys of joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14, 17, you got it? Romans 14, 17. So as Jesus spoke to us, he gave us the keys of the kingdom. He has given us these keys to unlock our divine rights. Now Matthew 6:33 come in play. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's a key. Remember, because you are a member of God's church and a citizen of God's kingdom, you have supernatural rights. But they will not work in ignorance. They work by revelation. I say it's going to be all right. When I say it's going to be all right, no matter what's going on, it's finally going to be all right. Get a hold of that. John 14, 12. Turn now. Talk about the works. Jesus said, the works I do, you do also greater works than these shall you do because I go unto my Father. What the next verse said? What the 13th verse said? And whatever you shall ask in my name, whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatsoever you demand in my name. You're not talking about praying, you're talking about whatever you demand in my name. See, the name is a key. I said the name of Jesus is a key. Say that. The name of Jesus is a key. It unlocks things in the spirit world. It unlocked. The name of Jesus is a key. The name of Jesus is a key. That name in my heart and in my mouth is a key. It can unlock anything. The works and the greater works must be done by using kingdom keys properly. The key to the greater works is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. See, that's why he had to give us, he gave us the same keys he used. So we can do the same work and even greater work. You're never locked out and you're never locked in. That's what the Lord said, tell you. That's what he wants you to hear tonight. I mean, that what you're going through, that's okay. It'll finally come right. All right, you in John 14? I'm going to read these verses. I got to read these verses. John 14, 21. Because I'm going to make a statement here about these keys. The keys has to do with change. It has to do with government grace. See, we know very little about that. Government prevailing grace. Apostolic. The head spiritual order of the gifts to the body of Christ. Trailblazers, pioneers, going where you have never been before, making heaven to earth walk real, not just churchianity or Christianity, but a move in the spirit in a divine way. Are you hearing me? You listening? He training them girls right. Girls going to be successful. He don't play with them neither. No, Jesus, them girls know they got to walk right. I know that. These kids, he's a father like me, you know. Father, some people say father knows best, but father jump on you. So these keys, let's get back to these keys. These keys put you in advantage if you know properly how to use them. Jesus said, you know, why would he give us keys? He said, unto you, he give you the key. And I'm getting you to understand that these are the same keys he used. Well, he used revelation. Jesus was working by revelation. The anointing is a key. I'll go ahead of myself now. I'm going to say it. All manifestation work by keys. What I said, Leslie? All right. Okay, so now if you're trying to get a manifestation and you don't have a key and you don't know how to use the key, you won't get it. Love is a key. Love take the place of the law. But the law couldn't do, love did it. Uh-huh. Now look. He's trying to tell me say breakthrough. Ain't no such thing about a breakthrough. I'm unlocking. See, I gotta keep adjusting myself. I don't know about you, I have to keep adjusting myself. I be talking about something real strong. He said, get a breakthrough. I said, no, I'm excuse me, I believe I'll unlock it. So the Lord have moved us from the breakthrough mentality to the spiritual unlocking mentality. I have key. Tell your neighbor, I have key. Now these are, John 14, these are some of the most powerful scriptures you can read because it reveals a secret about how God operates, how to get God to come stay with you. Huh? How to know that the Lord is with me at all times. Bible said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your might. Huh? Yes, yeah. Remember you sing that song, falling in love with Jesus? Yes, the best thing that ever happened to me? Yes. You have to love him. And you can't say you love Jesus and you in a church like this and all this revelation flowing through me and my son. And you gotta take a break. Gotta fuss at you every week, try to get you to come to church to your own place. You say God sent you. You can't live with tradition all your life. Get set free. Look, 14:21 now. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, Jesus speaking. He it is that what? And he that what? Shall be what? And what? What else? And what else is going to happen? That's a wrap. Whenever Jesus manifests himself to you, there's nothing can hold you down. There's nothing can hold you out. That nothing can take you over. The Lord have manifested himself to you. With that manifestation come your key. But you notice he said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Now watch this now. This is how people miss it. Look at the 22nd verse. He just talked to him. He duh. Some of y'all sitting there might be duh. What are you talking about? Listen. This is how people, he's standing right up there when Jesus said that, and Judas said unto him, not his care, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not unto the world? Dummy, read, I just spoke. Verse 21. But see, the Lord not like that. The Lord go and explain to him again. See, Lord, I got to get a little better. Lord didn't call him a dummy. I just called him a dummy. The Lord went in the next verse and tried to explain to him better. He was releasing. You listening? Tell me you're listening. He was releasing the key of manifestation. Every manifestation you need in your life that lines up in alignment with God's will, you know how to get it tonight. The Holy Spirit, good God Almighty, is showing us the key, watch me now, of kingdom manifestation. In which the earth is void of stopping. Satan can't stop it. Once a person enter into the key of manifestation, they can have what they say, they can have what they want, they can have what they need all the time. Well, how long? The devil in trouble yet tonight. You mean to tell me if I love God and keep his word, that he, first of all, he gonna manifest himself to me. All that I have, all that I am, all that I can do belong to you, Jesus. So he goes on further to say and bring the Trinity in. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, let me tell it over you again, he will keep my words, and my Father, you see, he brought the Father in now, will love him, and we will come unto him, wait a minute now, and make our abode with him. Now, person who know they have the Father abode, don't care how rough the storm got, they knew that there was somebody in the hinder part of that ship knew what to do. Remember the storm? Huh? Jesus was sleeping. And then went down and got him, and he got up and said, peace be still. Now that same Jesus that was in that ship lives on the inside of you. He cannot do what you want him to do until you turn your faith loose. But he's abode. You ever thought about that? You ever been in a storm? You ever had something going in your life that you couldn't quite handle it? You prayed every prayer, read every scripture, but the ship still was shaking. Wake him up. Lord, help me. Cry out for help, man. He'll rise up. He'll rise up and do something out of the ordinary for you. Man, what a privilege. What an opportunity. What a God. What it is that Jesus moved on the inside of me. He's with me everywhere I go. Boy, we're way beyond religion here now. Huh? Some of y'all might go east when you leave here, west, north, and south. He's going each way. He's with every one of us. The Lord with me. Might not be going like I wanted to go right now, but the Lord with me. He gonna work it out. I said, he gonna work it out. Man, the Lord live on the inside of me. I can't hardly take it, man. The reality of that fact. That Jesus live on the inside of me. None of my storms I go through by myself. The storm get worse when you depend on your own strength. The storm came for a promotion of depending on him. When you say, Lord, I can't make it another step, he said, all right, now we'll get it on. Lord, I'm getting weak. All right, now my power gonna come in. Lord, I'm about to put my diploma up. I'm not going to depend on it. All right. Now we can get it on. You ever thought about it? The same Jesus, I can't get off of this. The same Jesus was in the bottom of that ship and stood up and stopped that storm is the same Jesus moved on the inside of me for eternity. That means when I swing, I never swing by myself. I can't take much more. Woo. Say it, Jesus lives on the inside of me. What? What you said? What are you in there for? Somebody said putting me over? Yeah. Exactly right. There's absolutely no situation that my Jesus can't handle. Say it, say it. So I'm not going to worry myself. I loose my faith in the greater one that lives on the inside of me. That's a wrap. Now, you know, I always had a little saying, and I don't know where I'm going with this. Butterflies fly. Bumblebee may sting, but I'm still going to eat the honey. You write that down because it'll help you. Because see, things going good sometimes. Then the bumblebee come, he sting. But I'm still going to eat the honey. So you just read the key to manifestation. That in John 14, 21 through 23, if you ever need a manifestation, go to that key. go to that key. Go if you need a manifestation. You who in here tonight need some kind of manifestation, and it's your divine right to have it. Otherwise, in line with the scripture, not just some off-the-wall stuff. You got to have a scripture. You got to have a word from God. You understand? And then if scripture don't look like it's alive, sleep with it until it come alive. First Corinthians. We're talking about apostolic priesthood's keys. We're talking about change in blood, divine rights that come to us because we are children of God, we are citizens of the kingdom, a kingdom that is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I got divine backup. I got a divine portion living on the inside of me. I'm a divine portion because the divine portion lives on the inside of me. I have divine rights. Miracles are mine. Wonders are mine. I am to live a supernatural life. Right now. Heaven is always ready to invade earth on my behalf. Wow. I said heaven is always ready to invade earth on my behalf. I got the key. I'm the one that unlocked heaven's participation on earth. Write that down. I'm the one who has the keys to unlock heaven participation on earth. marquee Karen Rice give me the privilege at any moment to unlock heaven. Unlock my answer. Huh? Unlock my manifestation. Unlock my blessing. Oh, lock the devil up. Satan, I bind you. In the name of Jesus. Click them. This doesn't work without faith. Corner Christian can't do this. Because they're trusting in themselves. I'm talking about men and women who trust in God. Who believe in the invisible more than they believe in the visible. He who know how to use their keys is a declaration of invisible in charge. What I say? It's a declaration of what? Invisible in charge. So I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by what I believe I receive. So you've seen some things now, and it ain't working out right. Don't pay it no mind. It's $1,000 check. Don't pay it no mind. Things that are not working out is working against you. Unlock something. You see, let me tell you something. I don't know what this is going to do to you. But you has become or are becoming an apostolic person. Because you have apostolic connection. Whatever in the vine comes out in the branches. And they both can produce the same kind of fruit. What? Whether you know it or not, these last few months, things been turning. Your regular days are over. Your rights from heaven are coming to see you. You beyond a churchgoer. Your kingdom's citizenship is rising now, and the supernatural belong to you. All right, 1 Corinthians 2. Let me try to get a little further. Hallelujah. All right, Lord, how I say this. 1 Corinthians 2. For a while, listen to me now, for a while, regular church folk gonna have to get used to you. You're gonna talk different, you're gonna walk different, you're gonna live different, you're gonna believe different, and your manifestations going to be different. But you got to walk in love now, because some gonna get a little contrary. Some gonna get a little hairy. Well, who you think you are? No, baby, I'm not thinking no more. No, I'm not. No, I done passed that stage, baby. I'm not thinking. I know. Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. See, so I want you to get ready for this. They are not going to understand this type of action. So you're going to have to walk in love. Even with some of your family members. You have to walk in love. All right. This is not, it's nothing about being cocky. Self-righteous. It's not about being self-righteous. This is about humbleness with submission. And I'm surrendered to God. That's who God bless. Blessed are the meek. But they shouldn't hear that, you see. Because this type of teaching can make you cocky. And the type of results you're going to start receiving. God ain't called all y'all to start no church. I mean, you go to talk to other Christians and you wear up, you talking to, what, they don't even understand what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm called, man. You see, you can watch that. You know, God call you, can open the door. I want to tell people, be patient. He said, well, he just holding me. No, I can't hold you. I can't hold you. When my time came, Reb turned me loose. Because he knew. He said, go ahead, boy, that's for you. This not for you. Go there. I'm glad. Because I'll still be fighting with my family folks trying to get to church. Because I'm going to stay in that same spot. I'll still be fighting with them. Well, another man took up the fight. The boy did something I never thought could happen. That boy put two churches in one church. I don't know. The Lord had to be with him. I shook his hand and said, you're the better man. I never thought that could happen. I probably myself, I wouldn't have tried that, man. Good God Almighty. That mother had all the angels in God's mind. The key to demonstration. Come on, sit down a minute. I'm going to quit in a minute. The key to demonstration. Sometimes you need a demonstration in your life. You need something to happen in your life you can't explain. I have a whole lot of them. How in the world have I owned four jets in Darrow? I can't explain it. I'm going to one of the largest churches in our LTMA, and I could call out a record that nobody can stand up and say the same thing happened to me. I can call out Jeremiah 33:9. You know what Jeremiah 33:9 said? You better know what it said. You better get acquainted with it. But that's what happened to people who know how to use keys. What? All right. Listen to me carefully. Your day must not come ahead of time. If it come ahead of time, it'll be the worst day you ever seen. Because it will destroy you. But I can tell you something. You stick with it, your day is surely to come. All right, you got that? All right, 1 Corinthians 2, one of my favorite chapters here, but it gives us the key to demonstration. Verse 1, I go and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you what? Testimony of God. Not a testimony of God. I want to give you a word about testimony. Testimony comes from the word test. Your test will turn into a testimony. But when you hear a testimony, the word testimony means I'll do it again. So when a sister or brother come up and testify and you listen to them, God, all God is saying to you, hey, I'll do it for you. Amen. That's why there's one Sunday I'm going to declare testimony Sunday. We're going to take three testimonies. But just how we're going to take these testimonies? You're going to give these testimonies to somebody. They're going to write it down. And they're going to hold the mic. And you're going to tell that testimony. If you don't tell that testimony, the person who got the mic gonna pull back the mic and say, what you told me, that happened to you. I don't want you gonna beat on around the bush, because we'll be back to the old school now, just saying a lot of stuff, just getting happy and falling out and doing things. And we're trying to get something going, you know. It's all right to get happy, but you know you can't. You know. Lady took us, we had a testimony, so the lady took us all back in the woods. So it had, buckets back in the woods and all that. Well, nobody got no time for no bucket back in the woods. Then a woman tried to use a big word. What she call the word? Yeah, she did. One of my ex-members, she used a big word and the word wasn't right. I said, oh, Jesus. Just tell her testimony, child. She knew she didn't know that word, too. All right, number verse 2. For I'm determined not to know anything. Now, here's very important, very important. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Very important. God forbid that I should glory. See, you glory in the cross of Christ. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, that is, but in demonstration, what? That what? But in the power of God. That's the key to demonstration. Now, I'm going to mention these keys, but I'm not going to go into them tonight. But when I mention it, I'm going to give you the scripture. I want you to read those scriptures. The key to unlocking satanic attacks. The key to unlocking satanic attacks is found in Acts chapter 12, where they were praying for Peter. Peter was on death row. But they took the key of prayer, the church, and began to pray. And then the angel went in with some keys and unlocked Peter. That's corporate prayer. And I testified the other one as a couple prayer between Paul and Silas. They, in the 16th chapter of Acts, they were locked up. And through the key of prayer and praise, the jail was shut and the doors fell open. So, the key to unlocking satanic attacks is prayer, praise, and worship. The devil can't stand worship, boy. You see, we sometimes in prayer when we should be worshiping. You see what happened if the enemy got you locked up and said, Lord, I thank you. You sure been good to me. I want to bless your name. I worship you. I glorify you. I magnify you. Lord, I'm not asking for nothing. Now, you're in trouble, though. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. You know that Paul and Silas once said, Lord, will you please open this jail door? And let us, Lord, they went to another level of praise and worship. Those are keys that will control every satanic attack. The devil done got loose in your house. You start praising God, the devil gonna get out. He can't stand praise. He can't stand worship. Especially with rapakosi. Oh my God. They can't. You speak in mysteries. God about to wind this thing up. Amen. Amen. So those are keys. Those are keys. You can have the key to unlocking satanic attacks. Now, you better hear that. That's the key. All of us have satanic attacks. Even when this system attack you. You're off from home. Look at them too good. You're going to college. And things not going right. And you're in your room. You know what you've been taught? Lift them hands in the air. And begin to praise God. Let's praise them a minute. Stand up. Any satanic attack will fall as you praise him. Lord, we thank you tonight. Come on, help me. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you here in your church, in your kingdom. Thank you for the keys you've given us. You are mighty God. Woo! There's nobody like you. We worship and praise you and thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing now. Thank you for deliverance and victory. Thank you for changes coming in our lives. Woo, we praise you. Grand praise him. He deserved to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, you're working it out. Glory. Pray. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Glory. Praise and honor to you, Father. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Woo, glory to God. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Thank you for victory. Thank you for change. The change coming over me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. Thank you, Lord, for my home. Thank you, Lord, for my children. Thank you, Lord, for my mate. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You watching by internet, get in praise with us a few moments. All over the world, lift them hands. You in your home, lift them hands. Apostolic and priesthood keys have been released in this house and in our hearts tonight. Glory to God. Amen and amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.